Navedtra 14259 Alpha, Utilitiesman, Advanced, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 4, Fire Protection Systems. 1. Which systems automatically distribute water upon a fire in sufficient quantity to either extinguish the fire or prevent its spread? Automatic sprinkler. 2. Which type of sprinkler system is the most common? Wet pipe. 3. Which device is used to maintain a constant pressure on the system piping network above the valve in wet pipe sprinkler systems? Alarm check valve. 4. Which type of sprinkler systems are used in areas where the water in the pipes is subject to freezing? Dry pipe. 5. What is also inside the dry pipe valve itself to ensure a tight seal of the clapper and to keep the rubber gaskets pliable? Priming water. 6. The differential dry pipe valve has a large clapper on the air side that bears directly on the smaller water side clapper. The differential between the areas of the two clappers is approximately what? 6:1. 7. To eliminate an accidental trip of the valve and false alarms, air pressure should be maintained at least 1 psi greater than the calculated trip pressure of the dry pipe valve. 20. 8. What allows air from the system's piping to enter the intermediate chamber in the dry pipe valve, destroy the differential, and open the clapper? Accelerator. 9. What opens and exhausts air from the piping system faster than through the sprinklers, destroying the differential sooner? Exhauster. 10. Occasionally, the water supply to dry pipe valves contains debris. With which type of dry pipe valve there is a high velocity of water entering the system when the valve trips? Low differential. 11. The clapper in the low differential dry pipe valve is only slightly larger on the air side than on the water side. The air pressure in the system is maintained approximately 1 psi greater than the water pressure. 15:20. 12. The mechanical or latched clapper dry pipe valve operates under the same theory as other dry pipe valves. It has system air pressure against a small disc, diaphragm, or what else? Clapper. 13. Which type of sprinkler system is used where there is an extra hazard, such as areas where flammable liquids or propellants are handled or stored, or where there is a possibility that a fire might grow faster than ordinary sprinkler systems can control? Water deluge. 14. Which system differs from a deluge system only in that it has automatic sprinklers that are normally closed? Pre-action. 15. How many types of pre-action systems are there? 2. 16. Which type of system is a special purpose arrangement using two modified dry pipe valves connected to tripping devices and piped in parallel to supply water to the same sprinkler system? Combined. 17. What are nozzles placed at intervals along the piping network to distribute a uniform pattern of water on the area being protected? Sprinklers. 18. Which publication should be referred to when you require more information on the proper locating of sprinklers? NPFA number 13. 19. Sprinklers have orifices ranging in size from 1/4 inch to 1/2 inch diameter, graduated by how many inch increments? 1/16. 20. What is not required for plated sprinklers, ceiling sprinklers, or similar decorative types? Color coding. 21. There are basically how many types of release mechanisms for automatic sprinklers? 4. 22. Which type of sprinkler is kept closed by a two-piece link held together by a solder with a predetermined melting point? Fusible link. 23. Which type of sprinkler has a small bulb made of glass between the orifice cap and the sprinkler frame? Frangible bulb. 24. Which type of sprinkler can be used to automatically cycle on and off as necessary, for example, to put out a rekindled fire? Bimetallic element. 25. Which type of sprinkler is used when pendant sprinklers must be placed on dry pipe systems or in wet pipe systems when the area to be protected is subject to freezing? Dry pendant. 26. Which type of sprinklers are used on special sprinkler systems, such as deluge or rapid reaction systems? Open. 27. What are used for special application of water in various patterns? Water spray nozzles. 28. Sprinkler water flow detectors are generally pressure actuated or what else? Vane actuated. 29. Which type of switches cannot be used on dry pipe systems because the initial rush of water into the pipe could damage the vane and mechanism? Vane. 30. The retard switch is connected to the alarm port of a wet sprinkler system alarm check valve. It is usually set for a pressure range of which PSI? 8 to 15. 31. Which type of detectors are frequently used when a water surge or hammer causes false alarms with other types of water flow detectors? Pressure drop. 32. A vane type of water flow detector is used only in which type of sprinkler systems? Wet pipe. 33. Which type of water flow detector is used in large sprinkler systems and in those systems with inadequate water pressure to operate reliably one of the other types of water flow detectors? Pressure pump or pressure drop. 34. Which type of detector is often used in sprinkler systems that must maintain a high excess system pressure over supply pressure that would delay actuation of a vane type of water flow detector? Electronic pressure drop. 35. Which type of devices cause a signal at the supervisory control unit and/or remote receiver when an abnormal fire protection system condition occurs? Supervisory alarm initiating. 36. Supervisory devices for normally open valves signal when the valve is closed no more than 2 turns, or what percent of its total travel? 20%. 37. Which type of indicators read the conductivity of water to cause an electrical signal? Electronic level. 38. Which type of devices are used to prevent water freezing in fire protection systems? Temperature supervisory. 39. UTs will most commonly work with low water temperature indicators. These are usually sealed, factory-set thermostats, and may be installed in system pipe or reservoirs. What is the most frequent low temperature setting? 40 degrees Fahrenheit. 40. What is the combined water needed for all firefighting equipment known as? Fire flow demand. 41. For specific information regarding the fire flow demands of sprinkler systems, refer to which publication? NFPA number 13. 42. How often should the general condition of sprinklers and sprinkler systems be checked? Annually. 43. Temperature ratings for soldered link sprinklers should be how many degrees above normal room temperature? 50 degrees Fahrenheit. 44. A clearance of at least how many inches under the sprinklers is necessary for proper water distribution where sprinklers are installed in areas where there is stockpiling of materials? 18. 45. How often should a 2-inch drain test be performed to test alarm check valves? Quarterly. 46. Do not test water motor alarms during which type of weather? Freezing. 47. Air check valves are special, small, dry pipe valves that are usually connected to a wet pipe system. The alarms are actuated at the wet pipe system riser when the air check valve trips. To prevent premature operation, the valve should be fitted with an air chamber to maintain at least how many gallons of air in the chamber and on the system? 50. 48. Check air and water pressures weekly. If air pressure losses exceed what PSI, check the entire system for tightness and eliminate air leaks. 10. 49. To test deluge and pre-action valves, perform the 2-inch drain test how often by opening the 2-inch drain valve fully and recording pressure at lowest point. Quarterly. 50. Where conditions permit, trip test each deluge valve every how many years by flowing water through the heads or nozzles. 3. 51. No special testing of non-free systems is required other than a check of the specific gravity of the non-free solution at least how often? Annually. 52. Full operational testing of high-speed suppression systems is conducted at intervals not to exceed how many years? 3. 53. Which type of extinguishing systems are generally found in areas where equipment is installed that would be highly vulnerable to destruction from water or dry chemical extinguishing agents? Gaseous. 54. Gaseous extinguishing systems can be divided into how many general categories? 3. 55. Which type of gaseous extinguishing systems discharge agent onto the burning material and are commonly used for protection of paint dip tanks, restaurant range hoods, and special motors? Local application. 56. Which type of gaseous extinguishing systems are commonly found in flammable liquid storage rooms, computer installations, and transformer vaults containing oil-filled equipment? Total flooding. 57. At present, what is the only gaseous agent approved for manual hose line systems? Carbon dioxide. 58. How many general methods are there of applying carbon dioxide to extinguish a fire? 2. 59. What is used extensively for the protection of electrical equipment? Carbon dioxide. 60. How many general types of carbon dioxide extinguishing systems are there? 2. 61. In the high-pressure system, high-pressure cylinders are used to store liquid carbon dioxide at ambient temperatures. Normal cylinder pressure is nominally which PSI and varies with the ambient temperature of the storage area. 600. 62. Low-pressure carbon dioxide extinguishing systems have a pressure vessel maintained at 0 degrees Fahrenheit by insulation and refrigeration equipment. At this temperature, the pressure in the container is approximately which PSI? 300. 63. Low-pressure storage units have a liquid-level gauge that continuously monitors the amount of carbon dioxide in storage. The smallest low pressure is how many pounds? 750. 64. High-pressure carbon dioxide extinguishing systems require refilling and hydrostatic testing every how many years? 12. 65. High-pressure carbon dioxide extinguishing systems require approximately how many pounds of equipment for every pound? 3. 66. Carbon dioxide fire protection system pipe and fittings are selected to have suitable low-temperature characteristics and good corrosion resistance inside and out. Which type of pipe and fittings are not used? Cast iron, gray. 67. Pipe and fittings for high-pressure carbon dioxide extinguishing systems have a minimum bursting pressure of which PSI? 5,000. 68. Pressure relief devices or valves that prevent entrapment of liquid carbon dioxide may be installed on sections of piping that can be closed off. On high-pressure systems, relief devices usually operate at 2,400 to 3,000 PSI, and on low-pressure systems, at which PSI? 450. 69. Which systems are used for rooms, ovens, enclosed machines, and other enclosed spaces containing materials extinguishable by carbon dioxide? Total flooding. 70. Which type of systems are used to protect hazards such as oil-filled transformers and paint dip tanks? Local application. 71. Primarily, which types of halon are in general use in the United States today? Halon 1301 and halon 1211. 72. Generally, halon 1211 and halon 1301 are used in total flooding applications. For effective firefighting purposes, a minimum concentration of 1% is recommended for total flooding systems for surface fires of ordinary combustibles. 5%. 73. Halon 1211 is toxic to people when concentrations exceed what percent? 4%. 74. Halon 1301 is stored in a cylinder super-pressurized with nitrogen to 600 psi at which temperature to provide an expellent pressure for the agent in excess of the agent's normal vapor pressure? 70 degrees Fahrenheit. 75. Installation of new Halon 1301 systems is prohibited except by special approval from what? NAVFAC ENGCOM. 76. Halon 1301 is the least toxic of the halogenated gases and does not harm personnel when concentrations are below what percent? 10%. 77. Because of the high ozone depletion potential of CFCs, HCFCs, and halon gases, the EPA enacted the provisions of what into regulations for the United States? Montreal Protocol. 78. In gaseous extinguishing systems with an abort feature, test the feature how often along with the other elements of the system? Annually. 79. How many general categories of chemical extinguishing systems are there? 3. 80. Dry chemical used in approved systems is mostly which substance, very finely ground, to which other ingredients have been added to keep it free-flowing and to resist caking. Sodium bicarbonate. 81. Which systems are used primarily for extinguishing fires in flammable liquids? Dry chemical. 82. How many types of dry chemical systems are there? 2. 83. What are used to release the expellent gas from its container for the pressurization of the dry chemical tank or to release the dry chemical if it is stored under pressure? Operating devices. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.